Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Glory be to God. All right, let's go to our foundation scripture, which is Hebrews chapter 11. By now, you must know this scripture by head. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, we are reading from verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, we will be reading from verse 1. Are we there? The Bible says, now faith is the substance. Someone says substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Now faith is the substance of things that we are hoping for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. There's a scripture that just jumped into my mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Reading verse 9. I believe it's verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. Are you there?
Amen.
The Bible says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are things that eyes has not seen, ears hasn't heard, even the heart hasn't perceived it, but it's there. Someone say it's there. So God has already prepared something that cannot be seen. It's there. Not that he is going to prepare. It's already there. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has the heart perceived it. But God has prepared it. Prepared, past tense. It means he's already done it. Has prepared it for those that do what? That love him. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Are you sure?
Amen.
Can I hear a lot of amen?
Amen.
Ah, I feel that you love the Lord. That amen was powerful. Hallelujah. Now, if you love him, he has prepared some things for you.
Amen.
If you love, Paul, do you love him? There are things that he has already prepared for you. They are ready. They are waiting for you. But the problem is, eye has not seen. Ear hasn't heard about it. Even the heart hasn't perceived. But it is there. Now, how do you collect the things that God has prepared for you? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So by your faith, you connect to what God has prepared for you. By your faith, you see what God has prepared for you.
Amen.
Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
It is there already. Pastor, I am sick. Your healing is there already.
Amen.
Pastor, I want to get married. Your wife is already there.
Amen.
Your husband is already there.
Amen.
You just need to connect by faith.
Amen.
Someone say by faith.
By faith.
Oh, pastor, I want a house. Hey, it is already there. Three-bedroom house, four-bedroom. How many bedrooms do you want? It's already there. You just need to connect by your faith. By your what? By faith. The faith helps you to see. The faith helps you to touch. As a parent, as some of you parents here, don't you prepare certain things for your children? Don't you already plan ahead for your children? Let's say you live in Limpopo and it is December and you are going home with your children to Limpopo. Will you not prepare a bag for your child? True or not true? Will you not put clothes there? You will say, "Ish, what if it becomes cold? Let me put a jacket. Even if it's hot in Limpopo, but just in case, let me put a jacket." You will put everything that the child will need during those holidays until the child comes back home. Now, if you, wenagabuena, with all your problems, with all your mistakes, you can take care of your children, how much more God, who is perfect, who loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son to come and die for us, how much more will your God prepare for you? Your amens are not blessing me. Are you understanding what I'm saying? God will not just kick you to the earth and just leave you and say, swim. Some people, the way they teach them to swim, instead of saying, okay, go into the water, okay, put the other foot, and then, okay, try. Some people, when they teach them to swim, they just throw them in the deep end and say, it was a one and not. God doesn't just throw us into this earth and forgets about us. But he has prepared some things. The only problem is that God's children don't believe. If you don't believe, you can't connect. Some of us have even believed that God is bad. Some of us have even believed that God doesn't like us. Some of us have even stopped praying to him. Because in your heart, you have figured out that no, God is not taking care of me. Some of us have even decided that I'm going to do it for myself. I'm going to do it by myself. You just need to connect by your faith. Then before you know it, we are singing twang, twang, twang. Hey, what's the name? What's the song? Mwanate Ili Pantula. Hey! I see you marrying a Pantula. Hallelujah. If you just believe. Let me show you how God works. Do you want to see? Now, this chair here is what we call the destination. Someone say destination. Now, if you are going home for holidays, your home is the destination, isn't it? If you leave in the morning and you are going to work, the work is your destination, isn't it? Now for us, who are children of God, what is our destination? Someone say heaven. Someone say heaven. That's where we are going. Who wants to go to hell? Hey! We all want to go there, to heaven. That's our destination. That's where Jesus is. That's where the Father is. That's where we want to end up. Are you listening to me? Now, from the day you are born, You are starting your journey towards heaven or your destination. I need some help. Those of you who are not, come quickly. I need about 3 or 4 brothers. Quickly, please. I beg you in Jesus' name. Just stand in equal spaces and face the congregation. Stand that side, Brother Paul. Aha, right there. Sister Orange, come. Stand next to the pulpit behind Brother Bafana. Hallelujah. I want to show you something. Are you watching?
Sure.
Paul, come a bit closer to me. Yeah, Bafana, come a little bit. Yeah, stay there. No, a little bit in the middle of them. Aha, thank you. So this is you. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Lerato, please come also help me. Stand behind Paul. I'm showing you how God works. Amen.
Amen.
Now when you are born, you start a journey. You are going to that chair, which is your destination, which is heaven. Now God has prepared the route. This is the route. It takes you straight to that journey. Now as you go in this journey, you will meet things on the way. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Sometimes, as you are going, when you get to a certain point in your journey, you meet marriage. As you keep going, God has already prepared it. Not that is God is now, as he's going, he's planning, it's already there. If you just walk this journey, if you just continue on this journey, these things have already been set for you. They are waiting for you. They are ready for you.
Amen.
You just have to walk this journey in faith, keeping your eyes on Jesus. If you walk on this journey and you don't turn left or right and you just keep walking, you will meet the things that God has prepared for you on your way to your journey. So, marriage is there for you. It's waiting for you. Your amens are not blessing me. It's there. It's waiting. All you need to do is stay on the journey. You don't have to try to help God. So, what some people do, as they are going there, they see another route. I say, but this one looks a little bit better than. And then they, instead of staying in their journey, now they are trying to come to this one. This is their own one. The one that God has prepared is this one. When you go this way, you are going in darkness. You are without God. So just stay in this journey. Keep believing. As you get to a certain point, marriage is waiting for you. As you go, a house is waiting for you. As you go, children are waiting for you. As you go, a job is waiting for you. It's all there prepared for you. The only thing you need to do is stay on the journey. Just stay. Oh, Pastor, but I'm going to tell him from this. Stop. Just walk. Stay in the journey. Just stay. Don't say, but okay. Emmanuel, I'm a dim. Kabu one. Kabu. And that's the problem with many of God's children. When they are almost close to their breakthrough, to their miracle, they shift their eyes from Jesus.
Amen.
They shift. When God has prepared a blessing for you. This journey, ladies and gentlemen, is so simple. The other problem, brother, come quickly, is that Your friend is already on the marriage post. You are still here. And you say, there are people that God loves and other people he doesn't love. But you don't know that as you keep walking, you're also going to get here. What happened to your amens?
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
All you need to do is keep going. As you stay in your journey, for some people, this post is marriage. But for other people, marriage is here. And maybe a house is here. For other people, maybe this is a job. But just stay on the road. Don't try to go to your own one. And even try to say, God, I'm bringing my own. And I knew you won't say amen to this one. It's okay. Mamruta, I'm preaching to us, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stay on the journey that God has planned for you.
Amen.
Don't look at other people. Oh, my friends already have a house. Oh, my friends already. Oh, nya, 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 nya. In God's ears is nya, 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 nya. God is saying, stay in the root. You'll also enjoy your own.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Put your hands together for my wonderful. So this is how God operates. And this is also how many people make mistakes. Because they shift from the route that God has prepared for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From today, are you going to stay in the journey? Sometimes in this journey, when David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what do you think made him to say that? Was it nice time when he said things like that? It means that there were times where he felt that, I'm about to die. So in the journey, sometimes you find places or areas where you feel like God is no longer with me. But your job is to stay.
Amen.
Stick out the route that God has prepared for you.
Amen.
And I promise you not because I'm God, but I promise you because I'm also on my journey.
Amen.
And in my walk, I'm noticing that if I just keep walking, if I just stay in the will of God, then it's almost as though I stumble upon blessings.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
So I need you to understand. And I need you to keep holding on to Jesus. And I need you to keep trusting in him. Even though it may look like, but mine is delaying. It's not delaying. Just stick on the route.
Amen.
Just keep on moving forward. Just keep on going.
Amen.
Till you get to your destination.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Say,
in the name of Jesus,
I will stay in the route that God has prepared for me. Say, Satan,
in the name of
Jesus,
stop confusing me.
I've made my decision. I'm following Jesus forever. Yeah. You know me. If you look like you are disturbing me from my destination, I divorce you fast from my life. I don't waste time. My goal is that destination. If I see that you are confusing me, I delete you from my life.
Amen.
With speed.
Amen.
I don't need 10 friends. I don't need. I've got the best friend, that is Jesus.
Amen.
I don't need anybody to like me.
Amen.
If you like me, then what?
Amen.
Then what? Huh? need to be loved by Jesus.
Amen.
And I just follow him.
Amen.
That's how I live my life. Hey, listen to me.
Amen.
Receive wisdom in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So God has prepared things for us. This is truth, ladies and gentlemen. It's truth.
Amen.
He has prepared. They are already there.
Amen.
Not that he is planning to prepare. They are waiting for you.
Amen.
All you need to do is activate your faith. Now, in the previous weeks, we have been talking about how faith works. Now, number one, I told you that faith speaks. Faith speaks. Anything you say is the thing that will come to pass. Me, I don't see that I'll get married. Mm-mm. No. No, I'm just going to stay single. Hey, be careful. Because what you say is what will come to pass.
Yeah.
One day I was working with a friend of mine. I was still in high school, I remember. And I said to him, I can see that one day I'll be a millionaire. And he said, no, you will not be a millionaire. I said, I'm sorry, sir, but me, I will be a millionaire. And he said, people like us don't become millionaires. This was my best friend. I eventually said to him, let us agree to disagree. You will not become a millionaire. I will become a millionaire. Should I tell you what happened to him? He's dead as we speak. I don't know whether he's in heaven or he's in hell. And I'm still on my journey. And I'm sure that very soon I will step into the level of millions.
Amen.
Ah, your amen is not blessing me.
Amen.
Yeah. So if he agreed with me that day that we will be millionaires, maybe he would still be alive today. But his own mouth has destroyed him. His own mouth. Many of you, you don't believe that you'll be happy. You think that I'm just talking. There are people who don't believe that they will be happy. Why are you listening to the liar? The Bible says that he is the father of lies. The Bible says what God has brought together. He's talking about marriage. Let no man put asunder. So what is God doing? God is busy putting people together. Now, why are you listening to the liar who is saying you will not get married, you will be unhappy, your life will never amount to anything? Someone said the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
I don't know about you, but I have decided that I'm going to agree with my God. I have decided that I'm going to agree with the Bible. And the Bible says that God has prepared things for me. That eye has not seen, that ear has not heard, neither has he has entered into the hearts of man. God has prepared for me.
Amen.
I would rather listen to that Bible than listen to the devil.
Amen.
The Bible says, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to bring you to an expected end.
Amen.
That's what my God is saying. That's what his word is saying. And that's what I choose to believe.
Amen.
I choose. So learn to speak faith. Last week I told you that faith acts. The Bible says faith without action is what? It's dead. You might as well go be a Muslim. Faith without actions is dead. In other words, what the Bible says, you must confess it and then you must live it. You must confess it and then you must live it. Do you believe that God will give you a job? Now, you better make sure that you have a CV. You better make sure that you wake up in the morning. Wake up like somebody who has a job. Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
When people who have jobs maybe wake up at 6 or 5 in the morning, also wake up at 6 and 5. Keep saying loud amens. I'm still very anointed. Wake up around that time. Get yourself ready. And look for places where you can say, my name is so-and-so, here's my CV. My name is so-and-so, here's my CV. It will not get, your job will not get while you are sleeping. You wake up at 10 in the morning. Eh? At 1 o'clock, you are waking up, you are going to the shop with your pajamas. Somebody doesn't like what I'm preaching anymore. How will a job come to you? How? People are not looking to employ people who are on pajamas at 1 o'clock during the day. People are looking for hard workers. You at 1, at 2, you are still on pajamas. If someone calls you by mistake at 2 p.m., hello? Then you come and say, Pastor, I need a job. Please pray for me, Pastor. You are wasting my prayers, as I believe. You are wasting them completely. So you wake up in the morning, get yourself ready. I remember when my wife was looking for a job some years ago, when she finished school, she was pregnant. And she woke up in the morning and she would go from company to company. I'm here. I need a job. To another one. I'm here. I need a job. Some people will look at her. She's like, this girl is pregnant. It means sooner or later, she will just start the job and then maternity leave. But even though that was the case, she was going, I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a job. Do you know that she got a job early pregnant? Even one person said to her, I don't understand. You got a job when you are pregnant. How? It's because she was not sleeping. Okay, let me, I feel errors. You don't like what I'm preaching. Faith acts. It acts. You have to do something. You must do something. Don't just say, I know that I'm blessed, and then you sleep. No, no, no. Wake up and do something. My children are blessed. My children will become doctors in the name of Jesus. And then you see them watching TV from the time they wake up till 2 a.m. in the morning, they are watching TV. 3 a.m., 5 a.m., they are watching TV. God has given you wisdom. Tell them, switch off that thing. Your books. Is your homework done? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Recently, I was listening to a man of God, and he said one day his children came with their friends to his house. It's their friends, isn't it? So they came together. When this man of God saw one of the friends, he felt that this is not a good friend for my children. Are you understanding? Then he went to one his children and said, who is that friend of yours? And then they told him who that person was. And he said to them, I don't want to see that friend of yours in my house ever. Let this be the last time I see that boy in my house. Some might say, but Pastor, it's the friend, Moss. One friend can make your child a drug dealer. Not a drug addict, the one who is dealing the drugs. The people who are mafia people and who are killing people, do you think that they came from heaven to earth? Someone gave birth to them. is somebody's child. Faith acts. It acts. When you see that something is disturbing my child from reaching his or her destiny, stand up. Amen. As for me, you know, I know the government, they say that we don't beat children anymore. Okay, thank you, government. But my Bible says, do not spare the rod. Amen. Do not. What does that mean? It means beat the child. Amen. Beat, don't abuse, beat. Yeah, the amens are very soft today. Amen. There are people who amaze me. Sometimes when we get to the workplace, you will meet people who are brilliant. You know, there are some people who struggle with certain things, and there are some people who do it with ease. But you find someone who's so brilliant but has no self-discipline. They drink. They come to work drunk. But he's a brilliant person, has understanding, knows his job, knows her job. But you can see that somewhere, something went wrong with this child. People are looking for work left, right, and center. Someone has a job but will come drunk. One gentleman was telling me that he found a job, I think it was for his cousin. He made plans to find a job for the cousin. But this cousin, every day when it is payday, whether it's the 25th or the 30th, whenever, for the next week, he disappears. Nobody can find him. Nobody. Then when the pockets start running empty, he appears again in work. And people like that, they appear as though nothing happened. Hey, the guy. Sure. Voila. Hey, ta. Sharp. That time he has disappeared for 1 week. Do you know what has happened to this person? When he or her was growing up, no direction, no guidance at home. Amen. Nothing. So it's not just, my children are going to be the best, my children are going to be doctors. Yes, it's good to confess, but you must also act. Amen. Tell a neighbor, say, act. Amen. Do something, please. Hallelujah. Today, for 15 minutes, I want to teach you that we have to grow our faith. Faith grows. It grows. Open your Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 12. From verse 3. Romans chapter 12. Reading from verse 3. Can I hear an amen if you are there? Amen. The Bible says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith." Someone said, the measure of faith. In other words, when we get born again, in fact, from the moment we are even born, God gives everyone everyone alive a measure of faith, some smaller nyana faith. Everyone. You have faith, I have faith. And when we started our journeys, we all started with a measure. In other words, just a little bit. I listen to me. Nobody was born and suddenly he was saying, tomorrow by this time is going to rain. Then it rains. No. Nobody starts like that. But we all start with just enough to get us to the point where we can at least believe that there is a God. Get us to a point to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and to be born again. But once we get there, your faith is in your hands. God has given you enough just for you to become his child. Just for you to understand that there is a God. Just for you to believe that God sent his only begotten son to come and die. He's given you a measure of faith. But once you are there, once you have believed, now you have a job to grow your faith. It grows. It grows. Just like everything in this life, it grows. When you give birth to a child, that child doesn't stay a baby forever. True or not true? The child grows. Most things in this life grow. So also your faith must grow. So you have a responsibility to grow your faith. God has left that up to you. There's a job that you have to grow your faith. I listen to me.
Amen.
You have to grow it. Pastor, how do I grow my faith? In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the more you hear the word of God, the more your faith grows. The more you hear the word of God, the more your faith grows. The more you hear the word of God, the more your faith grows. The more you listen to Boom Shaka, your faith stays the same. It's not going anywhere. The more you listen to Mandoza, your faith sometimes is even going down. I knew you won't say amen here.
Amen.
Who are people listening to today in these days? Huh? Kabza. The more you listen to Kabza, your faith is not growing. Faith does not come by listening to Kabza. I don't know the people. Among Maporis and whoever it is. Faith comes by the word. Faith comes by the word. Faith comes by the word. So you have to grow it. That's why. Let me stand next to Mom Rudu when I say this. That's why when I see someone who doesn't have a Bible. You know, last week you were shouting so nicely. When I see someone who doesn't have a Bible, then I know that this person will have faith problems. Faith problems. Because the only thing that can make the faith grow, you don't even to have it, you don't have it. For you to be stronger in your faith, you need to hear the word of God.
Amen.
Now, if you don't even have, you don't have, can you see that you are in big problem?
Amen.
Then there's another one. They have the Bible, but when they get home, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the way you left it is still there. Saturday, then Sunday. Hey, kakrikin. Who are you fooling? You are fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. The way out of your problems is here. The way to your next level is here. Your house is here. Your wife, your husband is here. Your children are here. Everything you need for this life is here. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this book here is the most important book in your whole life. Do you know what white people say about you, Lerato, and about me? They say, if you want to hide money from a black man, put it in a book. If someone comes and robs your house, they will take everything. They leave the books there. There's so much power here. There's prosperity here. There's deliverance here. I was telling them on Saturday that this book has changed my life. If I never found this book, I don't know what I would be. I would be lost. Before I met the Lord, to read a book, you will never see me reading a book. But when I met the Lord, He encouraged me to read. When I started reading, without me knowing, my faith was growing and growing and growing and growing. This car that you see outside here, I got it with 300 rand. How much did I say? 300 rand. 300. I purchased it by faith. By faith. How can I have faith? And when I had this car, I was a student and I already had a car. And I said to the Lord, the car that I currently have, because I can just be driving and it will say, I'm tired, I'm not going anywhere. My car used to behave like that. And anywhere, it will just stop and say, I'm tired. You will see how you get where you are going. So one day I cried out to God and I said, I need a car. And that particular time, my grandmother, out of the blue, just gave me 300 rand. And I said, Lord, why have you given me 300 rand? So if it was you, when the shop opens, you'll be there waiting for them to open the shop. My first question was, God, what do you want me to do with this money? And it, like, you know, when you're walking and suddenly a drop of rain hits your head, like as though you were not expecting rain and a drop of rain just hit your head, something like that. Suddenly, I hear, you are holding your car. I said, huh? I said, what? So I packaged it in an envelope. Then I came back to Pretoria. And I went to my pastor. I said, Pastor, I want to bless you. It was January. I said, this is my beginning of the year offering that I'm blessing you. Within 6 months, because I told God, I want the car in 6 months. Within 6 months, I was driving. With 300 runs. Hey! So, but when I started, I didn't have faith like that. I had to grow my faith. I told you how I got married. I just heard God asking me, do you want to get married next year by this time? That was enough. That was enough. God didn't say, next year by this time, make sure that you have 100,000. He only asked, do you want to be married? And I said, yes. In my life, in my heart, in my mind, next year by that time, I'm getting married. Whether I had a job or didn't have a job or what was going on, I didn't care about that. All I cared about is that I had him and he said to me, next year by this time. And I didn't even have somebody I was smiling with. And there was nobody. And then I was in church, busy doing the work of God. And then some brothers came to me and said, we want to introduce this sister to you. And when I said, hey sister, how are you? And I greeted her. And there was nothing at all. I didn't know they were introducing me to my wife. I was greeting my wife that day. How are you, sister? But all my faith victories, they came because I grew my faith. Now, faith grows in two ways. The first one I've already told you, it grows by the word of God. The more you hear, the more you listen, the more you see the word of God, your faith will grow. Faith also grows by acting upon the word of God. Jesus in John chapter 4, he said that my meat is to do the will of God. So meat is food, and food helps you to grow. Are you listening to me? Amen. So every time you practice the word of God and you see it working in your life, your faith will grow. Now, let's say Sister Modihei is sick. They have to come quickly. Quickly, quickly. And she tells you that she's sick. And you say to her, sister, let me pray for you. And you lay your hands on her and you pray. After you have prayed, she says, wow, I'm healed. I feel better. Will you not feel encouraged? Ah, it works. Next time you hear someone saying they are sick, will you not be the first one to say, come, let me pray for you? So the more you practice the word of God, it's the more your faith grows. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. The more you practice the word of God, the more your faith grows. Amen. The more you practice the word of God, the more your faith grows. Do you know what the Bible says, ladies and gentlemen? The Bible says, those who believe, they shall cast out devils. It didn't say pastors. It says, those who believe. And when they're saying those who believe, do you know what the Bible is talking about? People who are born again. People who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, those who believe, the Bible says, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall drink poisonous things and nothing will happen to them. Amen. Can I hear a faith-filled amen?
Amen.
Those who believe. Those who believe. Those. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Amen.
Do you believe that he came to this earth?
Amen.
Do you believe that he died for you?
Amen.
According to the Bible, you can cast out demons.
Amen.
You. According to the Bible, you can speak in tongues. As long as you believe. According to the Bible, if you drink some deadly thing, nothing will happen to you. Oh, Corona, Corona, Emmanuel Namrud, I'll see you next year. You haven't read the Bible. Those who believe. So the more you hear the word of God, your faith grows. The more you practice the word of God, your faith grows. The reason why I pray for people is because I saw it in the Bible and I said, let me try it. I laid my hand on the first person, the headache went away. headache. I was so happy. Then one day I prayed for someone who had stroke. All the left side had stroke. I laid my hands. By the time we left, the person walked us out of the door. Stroke gone. I said, are you sure? They said, it's gone. I said to him, take something, do something you couldn't do. And they gave him a bucket full of water. And he carried it with that left hand. I saw, you know, sometimes if you want to see if the miracle is genuine, you must look at the family members. The way they were so shocked at what was happening there. And the guy, and I saw one guy's face and I realized that God has done something great here. And the guy who had a stroke walked us out of the house. I remember when I was praying for that man, they told me that he's got a problem with his foot. I didn't know he had a stroke. So I laid my hand on him. I prayed for him. And then he said, my foot is fine. And I said, walk around and check. And he checked and he was healed. And I said, look, the faith I'm feeling now after seeing that your foot is fine. What else do you want God to do for you? He said, my hand. I laid my hands on the hand was healed. You see, the more you practice the word of God, the more your faith grows. The more it grows. Some years ago, because my brothers, when they were in high school, they were soccer players. To the point that they were playing for the national team under Watwats. And the school they were in was so strict because every now and then they had to travel to go and play soccer matches wherever. So every time we had to go ask for them to go out of school so that they can go, the school will become angry. And to cut the long story short, they chased them out of school. Then one day my mother came to me, so sad. She was so stressed. And she said to me, my son, I don't know what to do. Your brothers need to go to school. And there was a school somewhere there, I think called CBC, I think it's called. And the school fees, I don't know if it's still the same, was about 5,000 rand per child. And we had two. So it means 10,000 per child. And my mother said, we can't afford that. But your children need to go to, your brothers need to go to school. When my mother left the room, I felt sad for her. Then I laid down. I remember sitting on the sofa. Then I said, Father, I give you 1 week. Within 1 week, both my brothers are in school. I finished. That was my prayer. Amen. The next day, not 3 days' time, the next day, amen, my mother comes to me and says, you won't believe what happened. Your brothers have found a school. When I thought, I said, when I was about to smile at God, he said, it doesn't end there. She said, the school they are going to, they are going to go there for free. Mahala. My brothers went from about grade 8, grade 9 to matric for free. For free. The school was giving them food, buying books for them, everything for free. Because of an individual who had faith. I said, God, I give you 1 week. Within 1 week's time, my brothers are in school. And God responded to that prayer immediately. Immediately. So faith grows. Faith grows. You must grow it. You must grow it. You must grow your faith. Tomorrow it can be you. Tomorrow it can be your children. Where you say, Lord, in 1 week time, my children are in school. Lord, in 1 week time, my children are healed. It can be you who pronounces these things. It can be you who declares these things. Amen. If you can cause your faith to grow. Amen. So grow your faith. Amen. Are you listening to me? Do you know what's the problem with many Christians? Laziness. Laziness. To open the Bible is heavy. Even to read, when you start, you are just starting. You are just starting. Already you are yawning. And then you are there. That time you are reading the Bible. In the beginning, God. Then you're on your phone. In the beginning, God created the earth. And the earth, Emanyan. Hey, Chomugogai. Okay, get our one. In the beginning. For 1 hour you are sitting down, you are in the beginning. God created. When are you going to get to verse 3? So, it's laziness that is preventing us from going to level, to level, to level with God. Just take this thing and put it there. Even sometimes for some of us here, you have to switch it off. Put it down. Then you read, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness filled the earth. You read it. And the Spirit of the Lord hovered above the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. You are receiving. So, Lord, you just said, and God said, let there be. Wow, God, when you speak, it's powerful. You are growing. Your faith is growing. Amen. You are developing trust in the word of God. Amen. Are you listening to me, somebody? Amen. So in the name of Jesus, may you start your journey of faith today. Amen. And may your faith continue to grow. Amen. And continue to grow. Amen. And continue to grow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul, how long have I been preaching? You can't tell. Can I give you one more scripture? James chapter 6. Sorry, James chapter 4. James chapter 4 and verse 6. James chapter 4. From verse 6. Are you there? The Bible says, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Verse 7 is what I'm looking for. The Bible says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Let's jump to verse 10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up.
Amen.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
Amen.
And he shall lift you up.
Amen.
I wish the Bible only said, and he shall lift you up. But unfortunately, he first said, submit. Then he said, humble yourself.
Amen.
The Bible also doesn't say, God will humble you. Then he will lift you up. He says, humble what? Yourself.
Amen.
Yourself. Now let me tell you what happens. Why sometimes people don't experience the life of faith. Walking with God is a brilliant journey. It's so exciting, you don't even believe. It's wonderful. But some people, though they have such a great God, they don't experience this wonderful God. You know, one time I said to the Lord, Lord, even if you lead me to live under a bridge, I will follow you. What would make me say something like that? You see, when you meet him, when a man has met the Lord, he will never be the same. When a woman has met the Lord, she will never be the same. Never, 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 never. So what people struggle with is pride. That's why many people's faith doesn't work. They are struggling with pride. Pastor, what are you talking about? Let me explain. Paul, tell me after 5 minutes, I must end this message. There was a man who had a disease called leprosy. Leprosy was a skin disease and highly contagious. And leprosy makes you ugly, it deforms you. Do you understand? So this gentleman, he was a soldier. He was very important where he came from, and he was struggling with leprosy. Then one day somebody, you know, said, if this man can meet a prophet called Elijah, I can't remember whether it's Elijah or Elisha. He said, I know that the God of Israel can heal that man. So the king sent a letter to the king of Israel, and he said, I'm sending one of my generals, please heal him. When the king of Israel got the letter, he said, look at someone. Have I ever healed somebody before? So fortunately, they told him about Elijah. So this man was sent to Elijah. When he got to Elijah, Elijah said to him, go and wash yourself at the river Jordan 7 times. Are you hearing the instruction? Go and wash yourself at the river Jordan 7 times. The man said, what? Couldn't he have just prayed for me? What is he trying to say? I smell. I'm dirty. The pride was resisting the power of God. Until somebody begged him. Said, if the man of God says, go wash 7 times, just go wash 7 times. So he went and he washed himself 7 times. On the 7th time when he finished, his leprosy had disappeared. Now, many of God's children struggle with pride. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm hardly earning a living. My money is small. You see, your pride is fighting the word of God. Come to prayer. Pastor, I'm busy. Yo, pastor, it's so far. Pastor, it is hot. Pastor, it is cold. Your pride is fighting your miracle. It's fighting your blessing. It's fighting your progress. Amen. But if you can humble yourself by the side of the Lord, then you will experience the lifting of God. And oh, how exciting it is when he starts lifting you up. David was the youngest out of his brothers. God sent a prophet from the capital city, brought him to his home, and made David a king in one day. When God lifts you up, there is no struggle. When God lifts you up, things that could have taken you 10 years to accomplish, he can do it in 1 minute. He took Joseph from jail to president. From jail to president. When he starts lifting you up, but it starts by, you have to humble yourself. When I teach you about quiet time, read your Bible every day. You rather say, wait a pastor, every time, quiet time. That's simple instruction. That's where your blessing is waiting for. You just sit down and read your Bible. Matthew chapter 1 you read, chapter 2 you read, chapter 3 you read. Your blessing is there. Your marriage is there. Your success is there. Just read. Just read. Just read. Just read. As simple as that. Can you believe it, Paul? So simple. You just sit down and read. Before you know it, God is blessing you. Before you know it, you are moving into your house. Before you know it, you have your husband, your wife. Before you know it, you are married. By just the simple act of reading. Oh, but two reading is too much for some people. The pride is fighting them. The pride is resisting them. And without them knowing, they are resisting their blessings. It says, humble yourself by the side of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. After you've humbled yourself. Whenever you become proud, especially towards God. One sister sent me a text and said, I'm angry with God. And I said, sister, you can't be angry with God. When you're angry with God, you are hurting yourself. You are destroying yourself. You need the Lord. Be happy with Him. Even though He's taking you through the valley of the shadow of death. Thank you, Lord, for taking me through the valley of the shadow of death. I'd rather walk there with you than walk with Satan. Satan will destroy you and make a mockery of you. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, humble yourself. Yeah. Come to church every Sunday. Pastor. You see, Pastor. Okay, thank you. I hear you. And me, I'm like my Savior, Jesus. I just smile. I say, powerful. And I move on. Jesus is a gentleman. He will never fight with you. But I tell you, the victory is in that word of faith. The word of faith says, come to church. The word of faith says, give. The word of faith says, act on your faith. If you just listen and act and believe and do without excuses, you will see the power of God. You will experience the lifting of God. Amen. You will see the move of God. Amen. Am I preaching to somebody?
Amen. Yeah.
I know my message is not a shouting message today, but I'm giving you spiritual muscles. Amen. Ask your neighbor, say, my neighbor, are you going to humble yourself? What are they saying? I say, come on Saturdays. Ah, Pastor, Emanyan, come in the morning. Oh, what time? 7:30. Ah, Pastor, I'm busy. Pastor, I have to. Pastor, I'm doing washing. Pastor, I'm okay. I hear you. Then afterwards, you want me to lay my hands. You are wasting my anointing. You are wasting it. The man of God said to Naaman, go and wash yourself 7 times. He couldn't see how washing himself 7 times is going to help him. One day Moses was walking with the children of Israel and they became thirsty and there was no water anywhere. And God said to Moses, go to a rock and stand by a rock and hit the rock and out of that rock water will come out. What foolishness! Where have you ever seen water coming out of a rock? Waters don't come out of rocks, God. Don't you understand? But Moses had to humble himself. Even though it looked foolish, even though he didn't understand, he just took his stick and hit the rock. To his shock, water gushed out and millions of people drank from a rock. Humble yourself. What does the Bible say? Stop fighting it. Stop fighting it. Stop fighting it. Amen. Moses just hit the rock and water came out. Another woman, God sent Elisha, I believe it was Elisha, to a woman. Those days there was no water. There was drought for 3 years in Israel. So God said, go to that woman, she will feed you. So the man of God went there and the man of God said to the woman, can you please get me some water? And the woman said, no problem. And she was studying. And the man of God said, as you are getting me water, also bake me a cake. I want to eat something.
The woman said, oh, unfortunately, I only have a little flour and oil in my house, and it's the last I have. I had told myself that I'm going to make a little bread for me and my son, and we'll eat our last meal and get ready to die. The man of God said, I hear what you are saying, but take the last flour that you have and bake me a cake. When you finish baking me a cake, then go bake bread for you and your son. Amen. What? Didn't you hear what I said? This is our last meal. I don't have enough for all of us. But by the grace of God, the woman humbled herself. Because the word of God says, thus said the Lord, you will never run out of flour and oil. So she went and baked a cake for the man of God. When she finished, she took it to the man of God. When she went there, to her surprise, her mind was blown. She found the flour just the way it was, and she found the oil just the way it was. So she baked for her children, for her and her children. They ate. The next day, when, as though she didn't touch it, day after day after day after day. But if she didn't humble herself, because it doesn't make sense, why should I take from my last? Why should I take from my little and give to you? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. But she humbled herself. So this is what the word of God says. I'm just going to do it and leave everything else to God. Amen. And so she, when she humbled herself, God lifted her up. God didn't just give her food that day. God didn't just give her food that day. Till today, I'm talking about that woman. God honored her for all eternity. Her story is written in the book for all eternity. Churches around the world, churches from generation to generation, are still talking about that woman because she humbled herself. Put your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. Did you put your hands together for Jesus or for someone we don't know? Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell a neighbor, say neighbor.
Amen.
Let's humble ourselves. Let's do what God says we do. Let's just obey. And God will do the rest. He will lift us up. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord one more time.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.